Port Alberni RCMP's officer in charge continues to be concerned about crime in the city. There is no discernible change in Port Alberni's severity of crime. In fact, I'm concerned for just how violent it is here, Inspector Kim Bruce said as she presented her latest crime statistics to Port Alberni City Council on August 11. Her quarterly report was compiled before a pair of suspicious deaths that occurred in Dry Creek Park and an empty lot on 4th Avenue, respectively. In 2023, Stats Canada had Port Alberni's crime severity index at 218.16. Violent crime also dropped on the index from 222.72 to 216.72. That's something Bruce doesn't agree with. "This is a bit of an area of inquiry for me that I'm continuing to work on," she said. "I'd like to know where we're seeing the improvement or benefit to what's happening in our community, or if it's just simply complaint fatigue and we're not getting people reporting the crimes in the same way that they used to." The crime severity index, unlike crime rate, weighs crimes based on their severity. Communities neighboring Port Alberni generally have a lower severity. Campbell River 165.20, Kootenay 135.49, Nanaimo 114.13, Qualicum 45.36. Bruce's report has the total number of RCMP calls in Port Alberni at 2,817 for April, May, and June. This is up from 2,790 last year for the same period. Outside of the city, in the Alberni-Clayoquot Regional District, the number of calls went from 386 in 2024 to 489 in 2025. When comparing the number of cases referred to prosecutors with neighboring communities, Bruce said Alberni regularly comes in second only to Nanaimo. Other stats given by Bruce from the quarter include curfew checks on people on release orders, probation orders, undertakings, etc. 307 vehicles given tickets or warnings, not including impaired driving or driving while prohibited, 259 car crashes resulting in injuries, 15 in Port Alberni, 9 in the regional district. Hit and runs resulting in damage over $10,000, 8 in the city, 4 in the regional district. Hit and runs resulting in damage under $10,000, 25 in the city and 11 in the regional district. Bruce stated, as summer months approach and the RCMP gets more calls, it is more difficult to do curfew checks or monitor traffic. The RCMP is on track to get around 13,800 calls by the end of the year.